being the month of November, this month, like, starting to get a little cool. Maybe it was a little later. Can't remember whether it was at the Gaur Purnima time. But there was the Ganges that time was very low, and the water was clear. Now you look at the water, it's not clear, it's saffron color. But this time you could see right to the bottom. They hadn't released so much water from the dam. There's the Faraka barrage, so they hadn't released the water. Then there was maybe about a dozen sannyasis and senior devotees. Prabhupada was walking alongside the Ganges. And then he said, let's take a bath. But the secretary said that, well, we didn't bring any gamcha or anything. He looked around and said, well, there's no women here. We have our copins. So then they took off what they call the uttariya, this bib-like cloth that sannyasis wear, and opened it up, and Prabhupada used that as a gamcha. And he went into the water. The Prabhupada didn't know swimming, but he liked to bathe in the Ganges regularly. So then, in fact, on the day of tomorrow, on his Vyasa, on his Tirubhav festival, sometimes we take Prabhupada to the Ganges and give him a bath, because he likes to take a bath in the Ganges. So then he did some kind of unique mudra where he put his fingers over all the holes in the head, put his thumbs over the ear. He left this finger out, left the middle finger over the eyes, these two fingers over the nose, and this finger over the mouth. And then he dunked three times. Then some devotee, I think it was Madhavisa Maharaj that time, I think he started to splash Prabhupada. Everybody started splashing Prabhupada. Just held up his hands. Everybody got the message. Maintain the decorum, the seriousness. And then so Prabhupada was bathing there. I don't know if that was the time or sometime he told about don't drink water underwater on a fast day. So that some days you do near jala fasting, but if you're going into the Ganges for a bath, you go underwater, so drinking water underwater on a fast day. But nobody can see you when you're under the water. Outside you're looking very austere, no drinking, no water, near jala. But when you're under the water, you're cheating and drinking. But who are you cheating? Krishna is watching, Prabhupada said. But he sees what we're doing. So we're fasting not to show the people, we're fasting to please Krishna. So like that, all the time Prabhupada was giving different instructions. So that was a famous pastime here in Mayapur, where he bathed in the Ganges with the devotees. So now the Ganges has moved next to his samadhi, and we can take him very easily, fulfill his desire to bathe. There was his time for the Damodar, so I just... When Prabhupada would come into the temple, then he would take his darshan of the deities, and then he would circumambulate. And just like when we do take Prabhupada on the circumambulator, we ring the bell, at least on one bell we have. He had two bells, one on each side. And he would ring the bell, and sometimes he would wave his hand, tell the devotee, like, motion to them to jump. So the devotees would jump up and down. There's some videos of this. And like this, Prabhupada would take his circumambulation three times around the deities. At that time, the deities were in the lotus building. So then, Prabhupada, after bowing down, he'd sit down and give his, the chant Jai Radha Madhava, and give his, we'd do Guru Puja, then he'd chant Jai Radha Madhava, there'd be a little kirtan, then he'd chant Jai Radha Madhava, then he'd give class. I remember one day I was leading the kirtan, and I wanted to get everybody to chant. So after chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, then I chanted, I said, Bolo, Bolo, which in Bengali means chant, chant. So I said Bolo, Bolo a few times. It was maybe becoming something repetitive. It was repeating number of times, Bolo, Bolo. Then Prabhupada called me over. He said, don't add any more new words to the mantra. So, you always had to be on your toes. And whenever Prabhupada first came to Mayapur, he was very complimentary. He would think, oh, everything's so clean and so nice. We don't know that would happen. It would stay like that maybe 1 or 2 days. And then that time, Bhavananda and myself, we were co-directors here. Then at some point in time, he would spot something. And then his whole mood would change, and he would start from that point on. It would be all instructions, how to improve the things. But initially he was very appreciative of everything. So when I remember this one, he went up to his room after the reception. He just was arriving in Mayapur. He sat in the room upstairs. You can see his seat. There was a golden goblet of water. He took it. He would drink without touching. He'd drink the water, pouring it high. Then he leaned back and, Mayapur. Living or dying in Mayapur, it's all the same. You live in Mayapur, you're in the spiritual world. If you leave your body here, you go back to Godhead. So I hope you're all having a nice time in the spiritual world here. Very nice time? How nice? Pretty nice. But you're getting such nice association from Radhanath Swami and Indradumna Maharaj and Vyasaki and many others. One just last pastime when we should go to offer Damodar is once during the Gaur Purnima festival, Prabhupada noticed that there wasn't so many devotees at the class, and he asked what happened. And we told him that devotees were sick. They were getting Bengal belly, diarrhea. So then he said, show me. Then we took him over to the long building. And there the brahmacharis were lying down, holding their stomach. Oh, maybe they had eaten too many things. And then Prabhupada looked and subsequently, he gave us some instruction. He said, you see, when you're in Mayapur, whatever devotional service you do, you get 1,000 times the benefit. And then this is the month of Damodar, so you get 100 times extra for Damodar. So that will be about 100,000 times the benefit right now. That I'm just adding that. But Prabhupada said it 1,000 times, and some other time he said 100 times for Damodar. But he said, but if you do 1,000 times zero service, then what does that add up to? 1,000 times zero is zero. So he said, what's the use of coming to the holy dhamma and then you're all sick and they're sick and they can't do service? So he said, we should give them lots of activities to do, lots of parikramas, lots of 24-hour kirtan. He set up for Gaur Purnima different programs, because if they're very active, then they can get an appetite that they can digest even a stone. So then Prabhupada started also this sending everyone on parikrama and having the devotees chant and dance. So Prabhupada was caring so much about the devotees, how they can get the best advantage of being in the holy dham and get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also said one of the special features of being in the Mayapur dham is that you develop your attachment for Lord Chaitanya. We hope all of you are feeling more attached for Gauranga! 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 Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hope you all have a wonderful time here. Been having a wonderful time. Anything we can do to make your stay more pleasant, I'm sure you got it already taken care of. But I'm always here to serve you.